Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kat.
Giallo, giallo, jolly!
If you like ridiculous horror trash creature features with stereotypes,
listen to Terror Talk.
Genetically altered scorpions. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Welcome to the minicast, everybody.
I loved this movie.
Oh, yeah? What did you love about it?
It was so stupid and fun.
Absolutely.
And really weird. It was super bizarre.
I immediately pinged Snake, who's a patron of ours and on our Discord, and I was like, you've seen this, right? Because this is so you.
Yeah. And so- Snake and I have a, we share a lot of similar.
Yep.
Yeah.
1972, 96 minutes long, Dracula AD, 1972, alluding to AD, like after death, after Jesus's death, how we use AD. And so that implies that Dracula has died and this is after his death.
Only and he's
to
back
die again. Yeah, to be back.
I think I liked this one because they brought this ridiculous old vintagey Hammer into this contemporary setting and they blended the two. So you have, it'd be almost like if we took one of those old, you know, vaudevillian stars and put them in a movie now, like put them in a time machine and move them forward, and they'd be so awkward with everybody else who's in the film. And but it's done intentionally in this film. So you have this really, 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 you know, overly dramatic Christopher Lee that the character Johnny brings back from the dead in this really bizarre cult satanic ritual scene, which is fucking hilarious, even though it's not supposed to be. And then Peter Cushing plays Van Helsing. And all the while, they're playing this 1970s music with the psychedelic kind of, you know, actions and dancing and all this stuff. I was laughing so hard, especially at how overly dramatic all this was in conjunction with this 1970s setting. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious. This movie is so funny. Like you can't go in, don't go into this movie taking it seriously or you will not have a good time. You'll just think it's cheesy and over the top and all of that. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like I love the blend of the 1970s with this.
Oh my God, it's perfect.
Because it's like girls bebopping with tall hair and their boobs with no bra to concerts plus
and Dracula. One of them happens to be Van Helsing's granddaughter, Jessica.
Yeah, so this takes place a century after the original, like there's an opening scene where we see him die, and then a century later in 1972 London, you know, Dracula comes back to battle Van Helsing, which every fucking Dracula movie has to be like, we're battling Van Helsing, like that's the whole story. That's the only thing they can obsess on.
Right.
So he's resurrected by this occultist, right? And then goes after all the descendants. So he goes after the daughter, like you're talking about. And
yeah.
It's just.
So what ends up happening is she's the granddaughter of Van Helsing, and who's a descendant of Dracula's old nemesis. And then this guy named Johnny, I think Johnny Alucard is the name of the character, who closely resembles Dracula's disciple from 1872. That's the thing with Dracula. It's like, there's always this character that reminds them of someone, whether it's the woman or someone in their life at that time. But they're among this group of hippies. So Johnny has this whole like bloody ritual in which they sacrifice one of their friends, one of their female friends. And so Jessica and like half their friends like, get the fuck out. They're like, what is going on in here?
Yep.
And then Dracula is resurrected, kills kills their friend. And now, you know, the police start investigating. But it is, guys, it's entertaining. I'm not going to lie. And then the scene at the end in the bathtub when Johnny is dying, I swear when I was watching it, I'm like, okay, Lost Boys, that must have been an homage when they kill what's his face in the bathtub with the holy water, because it was essentially that scene, but with him.
So histrionic.
It was hilarious.
If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.